Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Blair Tiford is a rising senior at Ohio State University. She volunteers at the school's Sexual Civility and Empowerment Program for survivors of assault. A survivor herself, Blair took it upon herself to create another tool for those who had gone through similar experiences on campus, a playlist of songs aimed at empowering and supporting those who have experienced sexual assault. Blair joins me now. Good afternoon.
Hi.
So tell me, how did this idea first occur to you?
It first occurred to me while I was driving home to Cincinnati one weekend, and I was listening to a bunch of songs that had helped me through my own journey as a survivor, and I really wanted to broaden that list because I was listening to the same five songs on repeat, and I had some friends that gave me their songs, and I just thought what a cool idea it would be to have this list of just everyone's input of their songs that have empowered them and made them feel strong.
Tell me about your relationship with that music. How does it help?
Right. So a lot of the songs they're from all sorts of genres and artists. And so I could be listening to a really fast, upbeat song from like Demi Lovato, and it could just make you feel like your day is going better because of like the lyrics that are there. Or you could be listening to something really soulful and slow, and it makes you have a deeper connection to like what you're feeling inside.
When you're going through these really hard times, when you're going through
right.
this very hard emotional mm-hmm. journey after you've been assaulted, mm-hmm. it can help you feel connected to other people. It can help you feel like bolstered in some ways.
Yeah, exactly. Like a huge part of the playlist was that it's pulling music from so many different other survivors. So it shows that you're not alone. And that was like a big part for me, was showing that to other people that you're not alone. There's so many other people that know what you're going through, and these are the songs that helped them, and we're all in it together.
You mentioned this concept that it comes from different genres, different mm-hmm. artists. Do you see any themes emerge? Do you see any connection between the songs?
There's a lot of like positive focused, and then there's a lot of songs that are also more journey based, where they might be a little bit sadder, but they're about working through tough times or about coming out of a hard relationship. And those are a lot of things that survivors can relate to, because it's not just a survivor might not just be from sexual assault. It might be domestic abuse or dating violence or stalking. It might be a variety of different sexual violence issues. And a lot of these songs relate to them.
One of the songs on the playlist is Stand By You by Rachel Platten. Mm-hmm. Here's a moment of that. So that song was really big last summer on the top 40 stations. And mm-hmm. I think most people that heard that probably just took it as same kind of sugary pop song
right.
that you usually hear on mm-hmm. those stations. But how does this song, do you speak on a deeper level?
Right. For me, it's one of my favorite songs on the playlist. I think that it really encompasses the whole playlist as a whole, because it's just shows that as survivors, we stand together, and I believe you, we believe you, other survivors believe you, and that we're going to stand by you, like it says in the song. And it's not just, it has a deeper meaning for us as survivors, that we're standing by each other and we've got each other's backs.
Blair Tiford, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much. I had a great time.